hearts. I'm having dreams. I'm having a hard time keeping focus. How many of you have a hard time keeping, don't raise your hands. How many of you have a hard time keeping focus? You know what I'm saying? Children in school, they have a hard time staying in the classroom. Oh, it's so boring. But you got to train your mind. You got to keep yanking it with different things. You got to keep yanking it to keep it there in the classroom so it can get the goods. You're sitting in the classroom, but you're walking out without the goods. You're sitting in church, but you're walking and leaving out of here without the goods. If my body is going to be here, the house that my mind, my conscience, and that I sleep in, if that's going to be here, I might as well paint the house with the glory of God on the inside. I might as well put those things that I'm hearing of God to cause my lights to be turned on, that some outside source can't turn my lights off. They can't come pull a plug and all my lights go off. See, because my source is not an earthly source. That's why he told us. He said, man does not live by bread alone, but he lived by every what? Where do it come from? It proceeds. That's the location where it's coming from, out of the mouth of God. So a lot of times when the man of God is standing up here, he's speaking for God. And those words, they're trying to get in all these places that you have hid his word in your heart. And when they speak, the spirit of these words, Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit. They're spirit. So guess what it's going to deal with? Guess, huh? If these words are spirit and I'm not laying a hand on you, guess what these words that's coming out of my mouth is going to do? It's going to deal with your spirit. It's going to deal with the inside of you. Oh, God. Amen. So that's why he took the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. It's foolishness to some that come up in here. You already been here. I already went to church once. I got to go again tonight. Glory to God. Yeah, come on back. Amen. Something might be said that will get in that corner that things have been hid in your life for a long time. And that's why, as this brotherhood, we work and we operate as a ministry, not just a minister. Because I already come to the conclusion, I cannot perfect those people in Detroit. No matter how good of a preacher or teacher or evangelist or prophet or apostle I am. Did I say I'm all those things? Okay. Well, God have to help me. But no matter, in other words, what I'm saying, no matter what my gift is, I can't perfect those people. I need these men of God to say things that would reach spots in your lives and in my people's lives and in other assemblies' lives that a regular, my standing there, I just don't. I've been trying to get to that young person, to that sister, to that brother, and I just can't access it. I don't have the combination. Then one of you, I used to get mad. My spirit used to, oh, Brother Smith, my spirit used to turn upside down. Well, I've been preaching and preaching and humming and hollering and screaming and talking nice too. And I've been doing it all. I sing songs. I dance with them. I pray with them. I cry with them. I shake their heads every now and then. I'm trying to get them to understand. I love you. I want you saved. I want you to hear this. I want you to be able to do this. Then one of you brethren come in and says, you know, it's just like we just got to be on time. Then that saint that I've been preaching to for 13, 14, 15 years feel inspired to get up and give a testimony and say, I think we need to start being on time. What happened to me, what got in my spirit was, oh, y'all gonna listen to him and not me. I'm the pastor. I'm in the mirror trying to convince this fella. You know, because I've been preaching, I've been teaching, I've been helping you. I cried with you. I was the one that came to the hospital, not him. and then he come in, and then in 5 minutes, you're going to believe. Get out! Man, I was messed up. I did a Jonah. I went set up under the whole tree, the yard, the fence, and everything. I was mad. I was heated because I didn't think that's the way it should go. I thought surely they would do what I say. But that preacher was able in 5 minutes to get into the corner of that individual's life that I've been trying to access for years. Going different angles, using different ropes, different chains, and doing the whole gamut. But we need a ministry. Because different ones have different abilities to access different things. And hopefully when we leave Little Rock, you'll be a little better than you were before we got here. You see what I'm saying? Whenever the brethren come and to my assembly, they leave me a little better than what they were before they got there. If they access one person that I can't get to, they left me a little better. You see what I'm saying? It helps me. They're my help. So I don't want to cut them off. I don't want to stop them from using what God. I want God to access the things that's around me that I can't access. Because he gave the ministry so we can be perfected. So we can mature. So I can go from the chain to the rope. From the rope to a lighter rope. From the lighter rope to a kite string. From kite string to not being attached to nothing down here on the world. If my house go, if my boat go, if my money go, I'll still be hooked up with him. Y'all getting the picture? Amen. But if something got you hooked up to it, God got to give you a yank. Yes. We got to get back in the, and I use the word sidewalk, but let me just use it. Church, assembly. You got to, see, and it doesn't make a difference where you are. See, some of us think, well, I'm grown now, so I ain't going to, I'm gonna stop coming as soon as I get 8. Let me tell you something. I don't care where you go when you get 18. You know what? Because you're going to be sitting at that bar with your little legs swinging. Give me another one, Sam. Yeah. Looking all cute. Now you don't really fix it up because you ain't got to be here. Your walk even changed. Huh? Y'all know, brothers, we just got one. Come in, stand at the door. Yeah, because you want everybody to see. Oh. It slid down.
Okay, let me slide it back up.
Okay. Now, you strike a nice pose. Y'all see me, don't you? Well, that's what I want you to do. That's why I'm standing here like this. But you know, while you're in the bar ordering you another drink, while you're in the car riding, doing what you're doing, God, because you have the Holy Ghost, God will access you. Right there at the bar, God will come in that bar, young people, old people, I don't care who you are, and he'll access your life, and he'll talk to the conscience man. Nobody see him in there. God just walks in the bar, and he says, hey, now all of a sudden you're feeling guilty. Wait, this drink cost me $8.50. I'm going to drink it. And you're sitting there, and you can't even pull yourself to drink it. God don't access your conscience, that spiritual part of you, and called you. And next thing you know, you coming home and all of a sudden now you think, I think I'm gonna go to church this Sunday. Oh, you think that was your thought? You think you thought that all by yourself at the bar. Are y'all with me? God don't plant thy words. Have I hid in my heart? It was hid there. And God shined light on his word in your heart. It wasn't lost in you. It was hid. Amen. And when he lit it up, all of a sudden, that prodigal child became homeward bound. I'm on my way home. I don't talk to you. I got children. Let me help you here. I got children that don't went out, and I say, God, I don't worked. I don't done what I, all I can do, and you gave them the Holy Ghost. They belong to you. I ain't taking them back. I say, they yours. I can't, I don't know how to get them back. Man, my daughter, she thought she was cool. She thought she was having, she was going to have a good time. And right in the middle of all her friends, God accessed her. And all of a sudden, this sure lady coming up. What's wrong with you? We wasn't drinking that. Man, God will access you. It don't make a difference where you at. He don't care who you with. If you with Mo and the fellas, he don't care nothing about that. He'll come in the car and access you and pull you out of that car and bring you back home. And you know how I did that? By the Spirit. I access heaven through prayer. We was at the church. I wasn't with them. And we start talking into the air, as it were. We call it praying. And words that came from me accessed a realm that was still connected to them by whatever source, chain, rope, light rope, kite string, you name it. And it was still on them. And that yank came back on the sidewalk. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. So when you come in here and you go in prayer, you're going into the invisible, but you want something in the physical to happen. But those things that are physical, they're temporal. That thing, that experience that she thought she was going to go out there and have, that was temporal. Because prayer accessed heaven. Heaven heard the prayer and yanked the chain. Whoo! So some of us got some children, some loved ones still out there that we can access. I'm just talking about the spiritual man. And when you talk to God, God will do that for you. And guess what? You never seen nobody. You never touched nobody. And on a lot of occasions, you never heard him. But he heard you and worked on your behalf. Isn't that wonderful? Look at God. We serve a God that nobody can see, and he's always doing things for us, and we have access. We have access where in this grace wherein we stand. Amen. Is that what? Romans 5? Yeah, we have access. Yes, by faith. But faith is another spiritual substance. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's evidence. Did y'all get that? It's evidence of what? No, come on. I tell you what. Take that to the judge and say, Judge, I got the evidence. He's going to say, bring it in the courtroom, sir. No, you can't see it. No, you need to bring that in the courtroom so we can see the evidence. No, now you know, Judge, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. Sir, get out of my courtroom. See, we're crazy out there, but we know everybody can't see this. But man, I stand right here and I can talk to heaven, and heaven can shake everybody because I'm talking and I'm hooked up to heaven. And heaven is still hooked up to you by the Holy Ghost. And he can yank you no matter where you at. Hallelujah. You're not your own. You did what? You're bought with a price. If you're bought, then you don't have the ability to do what you want. Y'all hear what I'm saying? give you a perfect picture. In the slavery time, when they bought a slave, guess what? He didn't get to do what he want. He had to do what his master said. He had to go where his master say go. Because he was bought. We're bought. Huh? We think we're on. But we're bought. Okay, I don't took up enough time. I appreciate this assembly. Amen. I appreciate the spirit here. And By the way, I think you're doing a wonderful job. I love what I see. I love what I feel here. Amen. And building-wise, I think y'all did a fantastic job on this building. Y'all move stuff and change stuff. I guess. Okay. It take me a minute to adjust. I'm like, where does big box come from? That wasn't here when I got here. Yeah. Y'all put the thing back there. It used to be this. This used to be it, didn't it? Okay. Yeah. I like that. I like the way you did things. I appreciate the spirit. It enhanced what's going on here. So, amen. Yeah, huh? You can't throw stones from behind. He say, is that spiritual or natural? He forgot he riding back. We riding back together. And I'm going to make everything spiritual. That left turn, that's spiritual, man. Turn left, turn left, turn. Don't you feel it? No. Can't you feel that? We lost. I thought you say we was just hid. We are, man. Can't nobody find us because we can't find nothing. We lost. That's okay. Keep going. Now you're blaming it on Brother Daryl. Man, you just throw stones at everybody. But I love Little Rock. I appreciate it. Brother Weinecker asked me about Brother Jones. Most of y'all remember him. He was the young man that came to the youth meeting. And he made the statement, I'm not going home until I get the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all remember that. And Brother Weinecker leaned over to me and said, look like we got a new member then, Brother Gore. Because it was the last day of the meeting. I said, yeah, well, I hope not. But he made the statement, I didn't. And he said, I want the Holy Ghost. And the young people around here jumped him. He says, Brother Gore, I don't know what happened, man. They was pulling, it looked like they were pulling on my lip, looked like they were shaking my hand, my head, and everything else. He says, I was all in the floor. He said, but one thing I know, when I got up out that floor, I had it. He said he spoke in tongues, and he spoke in tongues all the way home. He said, I got it. I mean, I really got it. I say, yeah. I say, well, that's how the people of God, they just wanted to make sure you got it. He said, yeah, they even kicked me a couple of times, I think. He said, Brother Gore, while I was down, they kicked me a couple of times. I said, shut up. They thought I was speaking in tongues. I said, oh, that hurt. But I don't know what all y'all did to him, but he got the Holy Ghost. So I guess a few more of you need to come up here on the altar and let me kick you a couple of times. Could you? So y'all lift your hands and we just kick. That's why this thing is elevated. I was wondering why people was falling in the flow. God bless you. Let me...
enjoyed today. I felt the Holy Ghost all day long. But he said something about kicking that brother, and I had thought about something twice tonight when I was down front, and then when he said that. One time we were in Houston meeting when they were in the old building. It was a long time ago when we still lived in Texas before we moved to Missouri. Back when we lived in Midland. Remember that, Brother Adams? Mm-hmm. We was down there, and I was helping the sister. She's from Fort Worth, and I was down there helping, and like I was doing tonight, and I don't know what happened. I was feeling good, but I wasn't in the spirit. And this girl co-cocked me. She was in the spirit. Now, you know how little I am. She came, and she just knocked me across the room. I came up speaking sound real, does it? I just came up speaking. I thought, God, did it take somebody slugging me to feel something? But I thought about that a couple of times tonight. I don't know why, but, you know, because I don't have any trouble most of the time getting in there and getting a drink, you know. It didn't take much when I was in the world, and it didn't take much in here. That sounds terrible. But I really appreciate God sending these ministers by today. And I've always loved Brother Adams and ever since he came around. And I'm getting to know Brother Gore and enjoyed his message tonight. And Brother Jones today. It's just been really, really good. And best of all, when I first came into this body, that sweet covering and that sweet Holy Ghost. Oh, my. I'm just so thankful for today and what we've had today, and I'm not cutting it off. I'm not in charge. I just wanted to say how thankful I was, and I am, and everything. But I don't know why, but I had to tell that story about me getting knocked and not. Let me tell you, if anybody remembers Fort Worth, you could get drunk in the spirit with those people. I mean, if you ever went to Fort Worth, nobody could get you out. First time I was, they stick this girl on me, her name was Cynthia Smith, on me, and I was still a little charismatic. I really never got, you know, drunk or nothing. And they sicked her on me. I got so drunk, it was in Pueblo, Colorado. I was in the floor, I shook my long hair down, Christy, it was down, and they took pictures of me. I was barking like a chihuahua. Brother Smith had to get me out the door, and we fell out in the snow, and he got out in the spirit. And once I got how to get deep and get that drink, it always felt good. Just appreciate today.
Y'all come by. It was a real treat. It's an old song that we used to sing it years ago, and in the church we were in back when I was a little boy, it didn't sound as glad as the title. And the song came to me the other day, and I changed the beat to it a little bit, and I'm gonna try it tonight. Well, there is a song in my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. And Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Wonderful, marvelous, a love he brings into a heart that is sad. Through darkest tunnels, the soul just sings. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. We have a fellowship rich and sweet. Tongues can never relate. Abiding in him is a real treat. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. That Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Won't you come to him with all of your care? Weary, worn, and so sad. You too will sing as your love you will share. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. say, but I'm glad Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Well, there is a song in my heart today, something I never had. And Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Well, wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that is sad. Through darkest tunnels, the soul just sings. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Well, oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad that Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Well, oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Won't you come to him with all of your care, weary, worn, and sad? You two will sing as love you will share. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Well, oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Say, but I'm glad Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm
the Lord. Glory to God. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's the church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness. It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Well, her journey has been long, and sometimes she has grown weary, and it seems many times there was no way she could stand. For she's been persecuted and by loved ones all forsaken, yet she keeps pressing onward, guided by that unseen hand. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ in her groom. Who is this? Oh, coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. She has been through the fire, but the flames could not burn her. She has been through the blood, yet she could not be drowned. Oh, she's built on that rock, and she has a firm foundation. She'll go marching into glory when that final trumpet sounds. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Well, her journey has been long, and sometimes she has grown weary, and it seems many times there was no way she could stand. For she's been persecuted and by loved ones all forsaken, yet she keeps pressing onward by that guided unseen hand. Who is this? Oh, thank God! Oh, it's a robe of white, leaning on her beloved. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. She has been through the fire, yet the flames could not burn her. She has been through the blood, yet she could not be drowned. Oh, she's built on that rock, and she has a firm foundation. She'll go marching into glory when that final trumpet sounds. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? It's a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? wilderness at your church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness at your church, bride of Christ and her groom? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness into church, the bride of Christ and her groom? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness? Oh, God. Coming out of the wilderness, such a church, the bride of Christ and her groom. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, such a church, the bride of Christ and her groom? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, dressed in robe of white, leaning on her beloved? Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness into church, the bride of Christ and her groom?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Well, this has been a good day, hasn't it? Somebody said if you didn't feel God here today, your feelers broke. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate these preachers here. And their good words of encouragement, instruction, and appreciate them considering us coming by here. And brother and sister Coles, I know that they just got home last night from the long trip from Brownsville, and then they took time to come out tonight when the weather's cold and the roads aren't all that good, but they still came. I appreciate that. We don't take that lightly. We're appreciative. And so... We're blessed. Praise God. Brother Daniels really is sick. And maybe some brethren, if you feel like, we'd like to get some brethren to go by and pray for him tonight on your way home. He's really having a battle in his health, very sick. So, and then... The rest of you, if you would, tonight, before you go to sleep, say a prayer for him. Pray for these brethren that God will help them on their trip and journey back home. And pray the Lord would help them to be as much help to their churches as it was ours. I know they are, but I know what Brother Gore was saying too, Brother James Souders used to say, he'd say, I preached outstanding, remarkable messages, renowned teachings to my people. And then he said, some little guy come by and didn't say nothing. And they got it. And he used to say things like that every once in a while. Well, it does help us to realize that we need one another. Brother Hugo Rodriguez told a little story about the turtle and the rabbit before on the first night of the meeting. I thought it was outstanding. He told how, you know, the story of the turtle and the hare, that they ran a race and the hare beat. He won. But the turtle told him, said, I'll challenge you to another race. He said, I'll race you anywhere you want to race. He said, all right. He said, this time we're going to race in the water. So they took off in the water and the turtle won. So they got their heads together and they decided to, let's try one more race and we'll race halfway on land and halfway in the water. Only said this time when we're on land, the turtle told the hare, said, you carry me. Said, when we get in the water, I'll carry you. So if we can get to a place where we realize how much we need one another and that we've got something, each one of us have something the other one needs. God fixes it that way to make us a part of one another. God knew just how to make us so that we could see that there's something. If we can get our eyes off of us enough to see that there's something in my brother and my sister that I need, and we'll begin to get the answer of how to get out of here without it being so much that it was I or so much that it was you, but it was God and us helping us, that together we made it. Hallelujah. We need each other, don't we? Praise God. All right, let's stand up here on our feet. Let's thank God for this good day.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, Jesus, we love you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness to us. Oh Savior, hallelujah. My Lord, I love you tonight, Lord. God, watch over these that are traveling. Help them get home safe, Lord. Protect them, oh God. Dear Lord Jesus, direct our steps this week. Dear God, use us according to your will, Lord. Oh God, help us to open our hearts and our lives and become vessels that you could use, that you could direct and work your will, oh God, in our lives. Touch Brother Daniels tonight, Lord. Oh God, these that are sick and couldn't be here today, ask you to touch them and help them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, shake hands with one another. Be friendly.